Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The dock worker strike is over for now. The longshoremen agreeing to go back to work in exchange for more than 60% raises over the next 6 years of the contract. The issue of automation, however, is not resolved. That will be discussed at further talks in January. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This sweetened deal from the Maritime Alliance did come after some public pressure from the Biden administration and the president himself, asking these shipping companies to share their profits to put forward a contract that would offer those higher wages.
The search for victims from Hurricane Helene is dragging into its second week now. At least 215 people have been confirmed killed in the storm and its aftermath. In North Carolina, they still aren't sure exactly how many people remain unaccounted for. At least 14 people were killed in severe flooding in Bosnia. Israel carrying out a series of massive airstrikes overnight in the southern suburbs of Beirut. They have also cut off a major border crossing between Lebanon and Syria. This is ABC News. In Los Angeles, a makeup artist is suing country music star Garth Brooks, alleging rape and sexual assault. Brooks is filing his own federal lawsuit. He has filed it last month, denying the allegations. The LA County District Attorney says he'll review the case of Eric and Lyle Menendez, the brothers serving life for shooting their parents to death in 1989, says a review could lead to resentencing, including possible release from prison.
Their attorney says a recently unearthed letter that Eric wrote to a cousin before the shooting backs up claims that his father was molesting him.
It was a real-time cry to his cousin that corroborated the abuse that was going on.
Another possible piece of new evidence is a declaration from Roy Rosello, a member of the boy band Menudo, alleging that Jose Menendez also sexually abused him in the 80s. The DA says evidence detailing sexual abuse was largely withheld from the brothers' second trial when they were sentenced to life in prison.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Red Cross in Wisconsin is pleading for volunteers willing to help the Hurricane Helene relief. 30 volunteers with the American Red Cross of Wisconsin have answered the call in recent days. Volunteers will get training. They'll have to commit to 2 weeks of service. Anyone who's interested can sign up at redcross.org/volunteer. Democrat Kamala Harris at the birthplace of the Republican Party Thursday, picking up the endorsement of former GOP Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
She possesses some of the qualities of character that I most respect in any individual and any leader. Courage, especially at a moment like this.
Cheney says she's never voted for a Democrat for president, but she says now is a time to put country before party. Cheney has called Donald Trump a threat to democracy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did, and it was, you know, but it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
You know, I think that's a byproduct of not practicing for a couple weeks. I thought just in our limited practice today, I thought he did a really nice job. It looks like he's just getting back into the groove.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 68 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming windy with a high of 73. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, sunny, breezy, 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Maggie Dawn.
Folks, you're just not going to want to miss this. I've got an incredibly special interview with Illinois Senator and Purple Heart Award recipient Tammy Duckworth.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Friday to you.
Finally.
Yeah, a little bit of a long week, huh?
Oh my.
I don't know what. Ty, why is that sometimes? It's like.
It's sometimes
boom,
it
boom,
isn't.
And it's, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's
man,
weird.
I don't know. So, it, very long week.
Is that crazy?
Yeah. I they're like that. You know, sometimes I'm like, are you kidding? It's just Wednesday.
I know.
Like I'm done after Tuesday.
I know.
It's like, wait a minute.
I know.
But there's some people that are age that take a day off a week. You know, take, I don't work Wednesdays. Okay, that's cool. Like doctors and stuff, not like radio people, but just
all right.
Someday. Hey, last night, I just plugged for the Tarleton. We had so much fun there. The jazz music. I don't know if you like jazz music.
I do.
Okay, they had the UWGB jazz band play, and then it took a little break, and then they had the Green Bay jazz band play, which is like the upper level. But did you ever go to a show where the opening act was like as good? You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh, I've just, done that. They were both awesome.
Yeah. And I would like to know who some of them were. I've gone to concerts where, you know, in country concerts, that first person only plays like two songs.
Yeah.
And thinking to myself, I'd like to hear more from them versus that next guy.
We saw, remember when Rascal Flatts was here?
Yeah.
Who opened it? And didn't he kind of steal the show a little bit?
That's what I mean. I've been to concerts with that.
Yeah. This wasn't that last night. I just say that there wasn't. They were both like, they could have been equals.
Yeah.
It was that college band at UWGB, that jazz band, they are really, really good. So, hey, we had a lot of fun there. And that Carlton is such a, I told you that this morning, is such a nice place. Food was great. It was packed.
Good.
So, what did you do?
I was at Epic for Operation
Song
last night.
Yeah, that's cool.
Very, very, very cool. Very touching. Some of these guys telling the story, like this one guy that got up and lost a leg in Vietnam and told his story and everything. And, you know, different guys, really nice story put together by the daughters of a friend of mine from Oneida. And I'm going to be talking with her a bunch. He ran the Purple Heart Association, George Greendeer, out of Oneida. And then he passed away. But I was talking with his daughter. And I told her, I said, okay, you're just want to make me feel old, don't you? Just, John Mosh is, oh my God, I can't believe this. Because I grew up with you, listening to you. It's like, okay.
enough, yeah.
So, you have to say the growing up part.
So we both missed the Brewers game.
Yeah. But I was following it on my phone.
Oh.
Heartbreaker, man. Heartbreaking. Wow.
I was surprised how many people I know who were there last night. I mean, obviously it was sold out, but that's kind of a long drive home.
Oh, man. After a night game. I used to go once in a while to Bucks games. I had a buddy that was a really good Bucks fan. It's like that drive home was a killer.
Yeah.
And I went to a night Badger game, basketball game. And same type of thing. That in the winter and that drive home from Madison.
That's a tough drive.
But yeah, that Brewer, man. Oh, just heartbreak. Their bats just weren't working this series, though. Yeah. This whole couple of weeks, their bats just got quiet.
But they had those two back-to-back home runs. And right. You're like, oh, my God, this is going to end really well.
But they couldn't put together, you know, okay, a base hit. Oh, now a double. And then, you know, another base. You know what I mean? Yeah. They couldn't. They call it the picket fence thing. Get guys on base and score one at a time.
Yeah.
They weren't able to put together any rallies like that. I mean, all their runs have been home runs the last two games.
Yeah. And, I mean, give them credit. The Mets didn't have anything until the ninth anyway, right?
I mean, I know. Nothing.
Nothing. They didn't have
nothing.
So I was just reading some stuff just on this morning. People are mad that he put in a different pitcher at the end.
You know what? That's always going to be the case. Whenever it doesn't work. Doesn't matter. You could put in, you know, the greatest reliever in history. Why did you make the change?
There was a lot of that, though, John.
I know, but that's the easiest thing to second guess, too. And that does, but I mean, these managers, I mean, they put in, you know, Willie Peralta, you know, a starter, put him in. At this time of year, man, they pull out all the stops they possibly can because there is no tomorrow, and there literally now is no tomorrow till next spring for the Brewers.
And that's such a long, you know,
that's a long time to think about it.
I know.
But it's one, you know, I give the Brewers so much credit. I mean, Christian Yelich was on his way to one of his greatest seasons ever. I mean, he was MVP a few years back, and he was phenomenal. And then he got that back injury in June and put him on the shelf.
Yeah.
And then the relievers got hurt. And so I give them a lot of credit for just being scrappy.
Yeah.
And just
those were the words I used last night. The scrappy team. Yeah.
Oh, that's.
Yeah. They'd find a way to kind of get it done. And last night, just, ugh. I mean, that's baseball, but it's like, wow, what a kick in the.
Yeah, that's cool, though, when the scrappy teams kind of find a way.
Absolutely.
You know, that's like exciting. I don't, like I told you yesterday, I'm not big.
But that's why the Tigers, I mean, obviously I grew up with the Tigers and everything, but that's why they're a real scrappy team, too. And them against the Brewers would have just been the greatest World Series in my lifetime, as far as for my interest-wise. Because a lot of times there's a World Series, and I couldn't care less about, you know, Florida Marlins.
And Texas.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. You're from Houston, and I couldn't care less. But, man, the Brewers and the Tigers would have been just phenomenal. Yeah. Ah. Oh, well.
Odd day in Wisconsin yesterday, wasn't it? You know, in Ripon. I know we don't talk politics, but I just think that's really interesting. You know, Ripon, of course, everybody knows is the birthplace of the Republican Party. And, you know, the vice president was there with Liz Cheney, which has got a lot of media exposure.
I'll
because
bet.
There's just so many dynamics in there. Just the two of them and then Ripon, Wisconsin, and Wisconsin being such a pivotal state, you know, the 10 electoral votes, where's it going to go? That was just super interesting. I it's all about, you know, who's got the better story, you know, and, you know, Trump goes to these college ball games and now he's going to North Carolina on the ground to look at the hurricane stuff. And, you know, they're like, well, you know, that's just a distraction. We're going to fly over. You know, who's going to get more media attention? That's what it's all about. It's just they don't talk policy. It's just all, where are the cameras?
So anyway. Lisa was there, our news director.
Oh.
So she was there. And also Jesse went to cover it for social
media. Yeah, I know Jesse was going, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Jesse didn't get back to Green Bay till 12:45 last night.
Wow.
This morning.
Wow. And, you know, he didn't know where Ripon was.
No. I mean, he's not from the area,
no,
right?
I said, Jesse, you ever been to Ripon? He goes, no, this is my first time. I mean, oh, okay.
So that poor guy.
It's a drive.
Good cookies.
I've known Lisa a long time. That poor kid rode in a car with Lisa from Oshkosh to Ripon. And afterward, I said, how was the car ride? He goes, you could have warned me. But I just, big hats off to Lisa and he for going. And, you know, whoever you vote for right now, it's a history-making time.
Absolutely.
Something like that is huge.
Yeah, no question.
That was
no question.
Whoever came up with that. And, you know, that's what they got people sitting around. What if we do this? What if we do that? So, yeah, interesting.
How many presidents have you met?
List them off for me. I'll give you a bell on each one.
Yeah.
Well, for sure, Clinton. I met him when he was here.
You met Obama.
Oh, totally. About a number of times.
Bush.
I met both Bushes.
Trump.
Oh, you met both?
Yeah.
Okay. You met Trump?
Oh, yeah.
So how many is that
so far?
Well,
what did I miss? I missed everybody
Reagan?
From Clinton. No.
Carter?
No. My daughter met him.
Kennedy?
Ever hung out with Nixon? I am not a crook.
He was here.
He was in Green Bay?
Yeah.
Well, when? I mean, I know when they dedicated the stadium.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, not when he was president?
No.
No.
Well, no. No, he's vice. I don't know. I don't know my the visits that well when they're, because, you know, when they become president, it's like, oh, he was here. He was the president, but he wasn't, like Kennedy, right? He was here, but he was not the president. He was a senator. So anyway.
Yeah, but you still met him.
Well, I met everybody since Clinton.
Since Clinton.
And that number. I've
Not Jimmy Carter?
Clinton a number of times. No, but no, I didn't meet Jimmy Carter. I did not. I saw Reagan. You know, he went to see Sugar Babies in New York, Mickey Rooney. Did you see that? You didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah, I was there at Sugar Babies in New York with Mickey Rooney. Hung out.
That was pretty popular back in the early 80s.
He's a great guy to hang with.
anyway. Wonder what he was really like.
Who, Reagan or Mickey Rooney?
Well, both.
But Mickey Rooney died broke. Yeah. That dude, oh, man, he was at the track. You think Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should hang a picture of Mickey Rooney right in front of you guys when we're talking
stay
about
away.
Your bets.
stay
you
away.
You can see your future.
Right.
Don't become like Mickey Rooney.
I'm Jim Schmidt.
Yeah.
Don't become like Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rooney was my hero. He died broke and destitute. Why? Because of gambling on Packers games.
Oh, well, he was more into the horses, I think.
By the way. By the way, special announcement of in-studio guest
yes,
today.
Yes, that's awesome.
So, Football Friday. We love this day because it's music day, it's football day, it's all kinds of fun stuff. Mark Hewson, Bell and Sportsman. By the way, Mark's going to be proud of me. 220. 220.
Nice job!
220. 220.
That's excellent.
I only weigh myself seriously on Fridays.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
So, the big announcement?
220.
Forget the other part. I just want to
tell you this guy coming in.
So for our Football Friday segment, Packer Throwback, this person will not be on the phone. This person will be in studio. The magic man, Don Majkowski.
Yes.
Will be in here with us.
That'd be fun.
It's a weird thing how this happened. So Ty Detmer was going to be our guest. And it was all great. Good to go. I get a call yesterday, right before I leave for the thing, you know. Mano, Ty. Hey, Ty, how you doing? Hey, man, I might have to take a rain check with you. I said, oh, okay. You know, I go, everything okay? Nah, I got to get emergency rotator cuff surgery at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Wow.
I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I was kind of messing around with one of my high school football players I coach, and I stiff-armed him, and I tore my rotator cuff.
Yeah. That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
So I called Majkowski. And ask if he would come in.
We had talked to him earlier in the morning, right?
Right. And he said, next week we'll do it. And he's coming in today.
That's awesome.
So you know who's going to be the most excited?
Dennis.
I'm just going to let Dennis and him talk because they're good friends.
Yeah.
Got to text her, call it what it is. All they had to do was win two at home and they couldn't do it. You're right. I mean, home field advantage. You got to win in the playoffs at home. You got to. But, oh, well. But, yeah, we got a full lineup here today. And we got John Kramer is with him last night. He's going to be leaving on that flight of champions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he talked about
which is going to be very cool.
Right.
Mark Hewson, of course, Bell and Sports Medicine. Teddy Stefaniak, talking high school football. Don Majkowski. And, of course, Dennis with our very special guest, our musician, Kurt Gunn. Kurt Gunn will be in the house today. Beautiful morning out there. A little chilly. 52 in Green Bay, 51 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh. But it's going to be like 70, right? High 60s, at least.
High 60s. It's 70 today. Tomorrow's going to be great. Sunny.
It feels colder than 52.
I thought the same thing.
I mean,
Yeah.
It was cold. I told Todd when I got here. It's cold out there. I'm
wearing a
Hawaiian
shirt.
You know what today is?
What?
Vodka Day.
I know. John Mino's favorite day of the year.
We'll talk more about that when we come back. Mino
we'll
the Marathon Friday morning. Just get warmed up.
Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50, and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, the Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, brews, barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Guess what? The kids are coming up for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's great news. Speaking of Thanksgiving, our neighbors said all their kids were coming up too. They were worried about the high cost of groceries, though.
Are you going to roast the turkey this year, or should I?
And they blamed it on inflation. It seems everyone is blaming everything on inflation.
Oh, they shouldn't blame inflation. The Fed is cutting interest rates, for crying out loud. Next year, when I'm in Congress, I'll ask the grocery industry why they are using their market power to make record profits while selling us less food. You know, ask them why they are price gouging us.
Good idea. Now, this Thanksgiving, I'll roast the turkey and you get ready to roast the price gougers.
I'm John Zarbano and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Vinyl the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. Once again, John Kramer coming in from Times Press, talking about his, he's going to the Flight of Champions, which is a very cool entity. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, Teddy Stefaniak. Showdown. We got a great high school football game tonight. We're going to be in Nina. Kimberly against Nina. A couple of high-powered programs there in a beautiful stadium. Don Majkowski, as I mentioned, the Magic Man, will be in the house. And I told you the story about the rotator cuffs.
Yes.
And so he'll be filling in for Ty Detmer today. And Ty will probably be with us next week on the phone. But Don Majkowski will be here in studio with us. Dennis from the Glam Band, of course. And our Heights Pub and Parlor, Kurt Gunn, will be our performer today. I got a text here from Terry. Windy tomorrow in Madison, but 80 degrees. Hey. Going to the Badger-Purdue game. Terry.
Oh, that'd be a fun game. That'd be a good game.
They'll beat them. They'll beat
I think
Purdue.
So. We need a win.
Yeah. Purdue just fired their offensive coordinator, who used to play for the Packers, Graham Harrell. He was a backup quarterback for a few years. He came in because I don't think they do it anymore. What was the traffic club, Jim? I could never figure out the Green Bay traffic club. But they would put on an event every year for the rook, where they'd have people come out and meet the rookies. It was in the atrium. I hosted it a couple of times. So I remember hosting it the year Graham Harrell, what's his name? Clay Matthews, Brian Bulaga.
Yeah,
it was that group of rookies.
I went to that, but it was just over.
Jan Corliss.
It was just a party with the players. It wasn't at the atrium. It was just at this bar. Right on the water down here on the trail.
Fratello's?
No, on this side, on this side of the river. I don't even know if it's open anymore. But you go down that little hill and there's, on the water. I'll think about it. Anyway, I went there and all the rookies were there.
Oh,
and,
same type of thing.
I think it was smaller. Atrium. Was it open to the public?
Yeah. I mean, you bought tickets, you bought tables and everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a traffic club. Todd just put a thing up. The Green Bay Traffic Club was founded in 1933.
Wow.
Currently consists of approximately 200 members. As a member of the Green Bay Traffic Club, you get the opportunity to attend events, network with members of the transportation industry residing in northeastern Wisconsin.
Okay. How fun is that?
Yeah, seemed like a great group. But anyway, Graham Harrell was just fired by Purdue as their offensive coordinator.
Oh.
But I had zero idea these guys are making this much money. He was the highest paid coordinator. Okay.
This is college.
Yeah. $1 million a year.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
$1 million for an assistant coach. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, also today is Smile Day, Cinnamon Roll Day. Is there anything that smells better than hot cinnamon rolls?
No.
There isn't anything.
In the morning, garlic in the evening.
Yeah, good point.
But cinnamon is right up there with garlic.
I mean, my mom just used to make those ones out of the roll. You know, you just get that little doughboy, the Pillsbury doughboy.
Yeah.
Things. Those were great, man. Love those.
Yeah.
Kids Music Day. Very cool. Very important thing. Truckers Day. Today's Truckers Day?
Today's Truckers Day.
Oh, I thought the other day was Truckers Day.
It was Truckers Month or something
like that. Oh, I like it. Yeah. Truckers Day and Good Buddy Day.
Which is tied into the CB radio and Truckers.
When I had a CB radio, I would say Good Buddy to everybody that came on with me. I really did. So I mentioned it's Vodka Day. You know what I'd like to do? I've never been to one of those. There's a place in Door County or Kewaunee or Algoma. Don't they have a vodka
distillery?
Yeah.
Yep. Door County wine or something.
You
could like
taste
that.
All different types.
You got to do that tour.
I've never done that.
Yeah, there's an awesome vodka place in Vegas. You just and she climbs up and gets you the vodka you want. It's just it's a huge wall of, you name it, every kind of vodka out there. That's fun.
Door Peninsula Winery. Go there.
That's it. Yeah, because I remember seeing the signs.
You can go on the tour. You go in the room. He shows you how it's made. You get a taste a little bit. Right?
Sure.
And it's haunted.
Oh, here we go.
So.
Here we go.
Had some stuff move.
Here we go. It's also Manufacturing Day. Birthday-wise, Alicia Silverstone is 48. John Sakata is 63. Susan Sarandon is 78.
We were talking about Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
And Susan Sarandon in that movie.
Yes.
Last week or the week before.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Okay.
I want to find that place in Vegas.
We'll leave that one right there.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay, I have to ask you something, Todd. Your ghost thing.
Yeah.
Your ghost hunter. Is that the same as paranormal activity?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, basically.
Same. Yeah. Okay.
So ghost hunting is investigating the paranormal.
Okay. Okay.
Why?
Okay.
You think you got a ghost in your apartment?
No. So this lady who's a really great friend of mine, okay? I was talking to her last night at the thing. She's actually the mom of a really great friend of mine, but she's a great friend too, okay? She said she talks to those in the beyond.
Okay.
That they reach out to her.
Yep.
People pay a lot of money to hear somebody.
I'd never met anybody. She's a real sincere person. This isn't like some whatever. I've known her for years, and her daughter is one of my best friends and our family's best friends. And she was telling me last night at the event, she talks to dead people.
Like ghost. But there's a guy, there's a lady in Madison that a friend of mine went to see her because he just so missed somebody who passed away. And yeah, that's.
Okay, she does that.
That's pretty cool.
We should have her on the show.
I'd be glad to.
And then listeners can call in and maybe she could give a couple
be glad to.
If she's up for it.
We can ask. We've all lost loved ones.
Yeah.
Let's ask them to talk to our, you know, dads.
It's amazing when you find somebody who really is connected. I mean, I've seen the work of some of these people, and it's amazing to me how spot on they can be. I mean, like, I got a phone call one day, and it was from a friend of mine who says that she has these, and she said, your mom wanted me to tell you that she remembers the yellow carpeting and the big TV. And so here's what's interesting about that. Earlier that morning, I was going through pictures. It was right after my mom died. And there was a picture of me on Christmas morning, 1977, laying on the floor in the shag carpeting, gold carpeting, in front of the big TV.
Really?
Just that morning.
And she'd never seen that picture.
No, she's only known me for a couple of years.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
You're
like,
wow.
So here's me. You know, you're like, oh my God, maybe there was somebody reaching out.
I
want
to talk to my Uncle Nacho, see what he's doing with the homemade wine.
See if he left anything for you and buried someplace,
yeah, exactly.
Or a little cash or something.
A little something for the effort. Wow. Yeah.
That would be very, very cool.
I mean, I'll bring her in anytime.
Let's
lives
do
in
it.
Deep here.
And ask her how comfortable she would be. Like, what is she going to do here? She can tell us about what she does, or will she actually connect with someone if we ask her? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I don't want to.
I do.
I mean, no matter what, it'd be cool just to have her on here because, I mean, who wouldn't want to talk to someone that's not here?
We'll have her in.
And bigger than that, it helps some people believe there's something after this.
Right.
I mean, how sad is it for people who think this is it?
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that's, get her on here because
that doesn't make me sad because I can't imagine anything being better than this.
I sometimes think that.
So
I do.
I think that.
Oh, I think.
Not this, like not you and me.
No,
this.
You.
No,
yeah,
the
yeah,
whole.
No,
the
my
kids
whole life right now,
that,
sitting right here, it can't be better than this. I'm okay. I'm okay if there's nothing else.
Yeah. Wait till you
see the pinnacle of life.
Yeah.
Mine on the mirror.
It's a 5-hour show with you guys in the afterlife.
Back after this. You know what
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
If you're getting a little seasick watching the way dairy has traded lately, think seasonality. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, dairy, one day it's red hot, the next day it's not. Mike North, one of the primary traders with EverAg out of Platteville, says it is seasonally driven. Right now, buyers are looking for holiday supplies, and the fourth quarter of this year usually is the hottest quarter of the dairy year.
This time of the year, this is actually very normal. It feels a bit manic, but this is actually really normal. And it's what leads us often to those September, October, early November milk highs that we depend on to really push forward great opportunities. And so as I look at this market, it definitely doesn't have this step-by-step perfect rhythm to it. Cheese goes up, milk goes up, cheese goes down, milk goes down. Because right now, everybody's trying to get ahead of that next step of the seasonal curve and still satisfy this big demand that's coming at us really quickly.
Mike North with EverAg out of Platteville. Again, he expects that the fourth quarter will be where the magic happens for a lot of dairy. That's because demand during the holiday season is extremely strong, and it'll also set a tone for 2025. What did dairy do yesterday, and what's happening with the grain trade overnight? Numbers are next.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
On Thursday in Chicago, the barrel cheese dropped another 3.25 cents to $2.12. The 40-pound block cheese down 2 cents, $2.75. Double A butter stood still at $2.68 a pound. Fluid milk for November that goes into cheese unchanged right now, $21.83 a hundredweight. December's also unchanged, $21.17. December corn's down 2 cents right now at $4.26. November soybeans are up 3 at $10.49 right now. The wheat down about a nickel at $5.98 a bushel. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 68 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming windy with a high of 73. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, sunny, breezy, 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really, you have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. And a good looking, but chilly, if you're sending the kids out to the bus stop, bundle them up a little bit. 52 in Green Bay, 51 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh.
It's not that cold.
It's that cold. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open and close doors, latches, and shades tens of thousands of times to ensure they last for years to come. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, get zero interest for up to 36 months. Certain restrictions apply. Ends October 31st. Get started today at PellaWI.com. And joining us right now, our good buddy John Kramer from the Press Times, who was doing a nice article, I'm sure, last night, and photo essay on Operation Song at the Epic.
First of all, thanks for the opportunity to get to that with you and share your table.
Great having you there.
It was a very emotional, moving evening.
How about the Vietnam veteran who lost his leg?
Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, I've said this a number of times. You know, I was gone. I was deployed over a 9-year period, 6 years, but I still can't comprehend what our forefathers have gone through. You know, my chief complaint was it's really hot. The internet sucks, you know, and it's just mind boggling for me to even think about.
Well, you know what? The Vietnam guys, too, you know, it's what's so funny, John? You are 100% exactly the same as literally 100% of the people I've interviewed, especially the World War II guys, because no matter what they went through, somebody else always had it worse. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's like I talked to a guy in the Pacific in World War II. He goes, well, we didn't have it as bad as those poor guys in, like, the Battle of the Bulge. And
right.
So, Battle of the Bulge. Well, we didn't have it. I mean, those guys, the jungles, I mean, they got malaria and this and that. You know what I mean? Each one, not one of them said, and I'm not, you can find guys who will say they had it the worst. We can find. But the majority always say, man, those guys had it rough.
Yeah. Well, I got all my fingers and toes. You know, I left a little bit of my sanity in the sand over there. But other than that, I'm doing all right.
Well, glad to hear it. The respect you have for those guys is immense. But talk about this trip you're making tomorrow.
Yeah, so our good friend Bill Denny, Fluffy from Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns.
Who always wants to sing Fly Me to the Moon when they perform?
No, who played at my daughter's wedding.
But I'm just saying, okay. He always wants to perform.
Never told me that.
So,
okay, John.
So he reached out to me a while back, and he goes, hey, is the Press Times covering this? I'm like, well, I don't know. So I reached out to my editor. I'm like, hey, are we covering the Flight of Champions? And my editor replied back. I asked, can I do it? She goes, well, you're the first one I thought of. So after that, I reached out to the folks from Flight of Champions and sent an email. I sent a voice message. Hey, any chance that I could fly with you? I'm a veteran myself. I'd love the opportunity to cover this for the Press Times. And it was probably a couple weeks later that Paula from the group there reached out to me, and she's, hey, sorry for not getting back to you, but we kind of run down who you are first before.
Yeah.
So
a little background check.
So yeah, my good friend Troy Streckenbach put in a good word for me, and I guess there was an email floating around with my name in it. And speaking of Troy,
somebody just texted in. Jim, was that Jimmy C's?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where they had the rookies.
Okay.
1 year that we went, and there was a party there, but I don't think it was not open to the public. But it was. I want to talk about John, but that rookie thing, the look in their eyes, and you know that most of them are going to get cut.
Yeah.
And it's just, they're just the nicest people.
Absolutely.
Kind of impressed to meet the mayor, and I'm like, look, this, I mean, those guys go on to be unbelievably successful, you know, financially and just such role models. But anyway, I really enjoyed that, but yeah, not a lot of them.
Well, they were, party. Yeah, they, the one I did too, they didn't want to be there. They were just self-conscious, kind of,
you know,
almost like paraded around, kind of like, you know what I mean? And you're right. I mean, a bunch of them knew they were going to get cut, you know, so they made the most of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's even when we had those players last week at the football game at Westy Pier. And, you know, we can sit here and criticize somebody or whatever. Then when you get face-to-face with them, it's like,
oh, man,
they're just these nice young kids.
They are.
Like the Packer kicker. He looks like he should be kicking for Kimberly tonight. You know what I mean? It's like we rip these guys like they're just young kids, and, but whatever.
They're all people too, and it's just
absolutely.
And it's just a game.
Absolutely,
it's just a freaking game.
Absolutely.
Hey, so this flight that you're going on tomorrow, I mean, you're going with a group of veterans,
yes, sir,
and to DC,
yes, sir.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be. I've been to DC before, but I never had a chance to really get around and see it.
As a tourist?
As a tourist. So it's going to be an awesome opportunity for me personally. And then to have a chance to interact with some of these veterans.
Oh, yeah.
And speak with them and learn a little bit more about them. And
are these younger veterans? Because, you know, when those flights started with the other group, it was all World War II,
sure,
and Korea. And obviously we've lost many of them.
Sure.
But these are more of the Iraq, Afghanistan, Middle East type veterans?
No.
Or? Oh, no? Okay.
No, they're still Vietnam veterans, Korea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't have the specific numbers on that, but I'll provide that
in
my story for the Press Times.
Yeah, I can't wait. When's it going to run then, do you know?
So it'll run, the Press Times comes out on Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it'll run next,
fantastic,
next Friday.
Man, your pictures, your photos in that paper have just been phenomenal.
Well, thanks.
I mean, seriously, you've captured a lot of really cool things around the area.
Yeah.
I think that's really neat.
Well, you know, we talked about this before, phenomenal experience over at NWTC and learning the craft.
Did you and Jim hang out in the smoker's lounge?
No, I never found him. Okay.
Wait, no.
It's not legal yet, John.
It's a teacher's lounge.
Wait a minute. I thought that was one of your first orders of business when you were mayor was to create a smoking lounge at City Hall.
I my first order of business was to close the smoking lounge.
Oh, was it? I thought it was to start one.
No, I closed it.
Oh,
I turned it into a yoga room.
No one's been in that room since.
That's probably true. No, I did. I did not like. Yeah, I didn't. That was one of the first things. I got like a little award for that from, I don't know, somebody, something, some health group. But is there a smoking lounge at TC?
No, I don't.
I don't think there is.
Because now he wants to go there. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm going to close the damn thing.
Do they have cocktails?
Wow. Hey, wonderful seeing your wife last. I don't think I've seen her since your wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gigi. I was going around the table. And saying, okay, this person was deployed there, this person was deployed there. And Gigi was a nurse at a military base.
Not a nurse.
I know.
Why do you keep saying that?
I don't know, John. I don't know, okay?
If it gets in John's head, it's
and
not
she goes, no, I wasn't a nurse. I worked for the State Department. I deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan. I'm like, oh.
I've told you that 100 times, but okay.
So she is a Mexican citizen that works for our U.S. consulate in Juarez, the State Department. So she deployed with our State Department as a Mexican citizen to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, very incredible.
I thought she was your nurse when you were getting treatment down at the hospital there.
No.
Why did I think that?
I don't know.
Why did I think that?
Some movie you watched.
That's what I was going to say, some movies.
Yeah,
too many episodes of MASH. I don't know.
Right.
I swear to God, that's what I thought.
No.
We don't doubt that. Wow. You thought that.
Wow. But
so,
cool.
John, it said... Leaving tomorrow morning,
yes,
very
sir.
Early, dark o'clock, and then
yep.
You're coming back tomorrow night?
Oh, dark. Yep, coming
it's
back tomorrow
day,
night.
It's a full day,
huh? Yeah, it's going to be, it'll be a long day, but to hopefully catch a couple
Austin's
of these. Yep, everything's
nice.
Out of here, flying out, coming back. I recommend jumping on Facebook or the Flight of Champions website, and they'll give you all the information.
That's what
you're
saying, if somebody wanted to do that.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about, is welcoming these guys
right.
back home, because there's a lot of these soldiers, service members, didn't have a chance to get welcomed home properly. So it's an opportunity for the community to welcome mm-hmm. these folks back and give them a little love that they deserve.
Well, I mean, like the local units, like 432nd and the 32nd Division here, you know, when they went over, they go as a unit, they come back as a unit. So,
you
know, the community has a chance to do that. But a lot of those guys, I mean, Vietnam guys in that, I mean, I've talked to guys that were literally in the jungle with Viet Cong around them. And chopper comes in to bring in things, and they get their orders. Okay, you're done. You get to go home. And literally, they get on that helicopter, and within 48 hours, they're sleeping in their old bedroom.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Because now we have a big out processing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They had zero. And they literally would wake up. It's like, am I dreaming? I'm in my bedroom. What's going on? 48 hours ago, I had Viet Cong shooting at me.
That would shake you up enough. Just
right.
That right there.
Absolutely.
The trauma of that.
Absolutely.
As positive as it is, that's
Yes.
Drama.
There was no decompression aspect of it.
Yeah. So even for us, there's, you know, a little culture shock coming back, but not like that.
I mean, and even the World War II guys, they said, it took us like 2 or 3 weeks sometimes on the ship to come back.
Yeah.
So they all got the chance to
decompress a little bit.
Decompress amongst themselves.
Yeah. And especially if you didn't even know it was coming. You know what I mean? Like if you knew, but that in and of itself is like, wow. And then, yeah.
Exactly. So that's why this is cool that you guys do this. And have you been to the Korean War Monument?
No.
That is the coolest one of the bunch. Whoever that sculpture was captured those guys so vividly. It's unbelievable. You gotta go to that one.
Yeah, I've seen it. I'm just the whole experience, get a chance to see the veterans interact.
I've never seen the wall.
Yeah, that'll be.
I got to go there and see the wall.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of guys' names I'd like to scratch. Yeah. You know, from my book. You know, because I did the Gold Star families.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool to do. I want to do that.
Well, reach out to the Flight of Champions folks, and I'm sure they.
Yeah, I'd come along.
They got room for me, and I'm sure they can make room for you.
Right? Ah, that'd be fun. That'd be great. But great stuff you got going with this career, John. I'm really impressed.
Thanks. It's been a little bit of a change, you know, leaving the Army, but, you know, you got to find something that you're passionate in. And
you were in the Army since what age?
So I actually got in a little bit older. So,
I know you did.
So I 24.
24, okay.
Yeah.
And you stayed for how many years?
I was in a little bit over 30.
Wow, that's phenomenal. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So do you know a lot of people who are going tomorrow? Are they all from our community? Are they from
I know there's
Wisconsin
three
deal?
Guys from, like, Green Bay. So I already...
Nice.
Track down those folks, and I'm gonna that's what the Press Times is about, is hyper local. So I'll focus on those gentlemen. So.
You know, I don't mean to switch subjects on something else here, but something I want to keep harping on, and I know you will too. The burn pits.
Yep.
The burn pits. The burn pits. The burn pits. It's Agent Orange all over again from Vietnam, and our government and our media kind of ignored it for a lot of years. And we can't do that with the burn pits.
No, there's a burn pit registry out there, and I don't really know exactly what that does beyond gathering data. But my cancer was attributed to something I was exposed to, you know, more likely than not on one of my deployments.
And very possibly your good friend who
Chris,
I was with when I came over?
Yep, Chris D'Antoine definitely passed away from something he was exposed to on one of his deployments. And there's been a couple of other folks that have come down with cancer, and so it's definitely a thing.
Our government needs to really look into that. Get ahead of this.
So they made the VA made a lot of stuff that's now presumptive. So if you have this, there's no question of, oh, well, did you get it while you're in? It's like an automatic, bam, you're going to be compensated.
Because how many years did the government deny it? 40?
Well,
Agent Orange.
Agent Orange, I mean, that's
at least 40 years.
Forever.
Completely denied it. Completely.
Yeah.
It's like I've got these big welts all over my body that I've never had before, and my kidneys aren't working, and yet,
Right.
Didn't have anything to do with Agent Orange.
Yeah. It's sad that it's...
It is.
They waited for him to die, and
that's
then,
what I mean. So that's why I'm going to bang that drum for as loudly as I can.
Yep.
So...
But they are collecting data, which is a step in anything.
Yep.
Right?
And like I said...
You got to collect...
Changing things to presumptive is a huge step. Right. Also.
That's awesome.
So at least they're working on it.
Well, John, you sure are a great representative of Army alumni or whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
John, is there anything you're really looking forward to seeing? You say you've been to D.C. and, you know, been a lot of times, but is there something you really, really want to see or do, or is it just more the whole experience?
I think the whole experience, and like I said, just have the opportunity to capture these veterans interacting with something that's so important to them.
Totally agree.
It's going to be, you know, pretty emotional, probably some tears.
Oh, and they really do a good job of honoring. I mean, from the wall to, I mean, that World War II thing that's pretty cool.
And just seeing these guys get a chance to come home, too. And our good friend Bill Denny, his band from Denmark Middle School will be there.
That's cool.
Oh, that's
welcome
neat.
The folks home, so.
And this is tomorrow night?
Yep, it's tomorrow.
What time do you think it'll be at the airport?
They were asking people to get there about 7:30.
Okay.
And then it'll be sometime after that.
So. Yeah. Awesome.
You know, you never know with flights on the exact time.
Can't wait to see your pictures.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to start posting them early on, or wait till the article comes
out? Yeah, I'll wait till the article comes out.
All right. John Kramer, great having you here, buddy.
Thanks,
John. Proud of you. Proud to call you a great friend of mine.
Yes, sir.
For everything you do for our community, our country.
And a friend of the show, too.
Friend of the show.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Friend of the show.
Yeah, I love your text.
Do I get a t-shirt with that or something like that?
Absolutely.
Not yet.
Oh, I already got one.
No? All right.
Well, get the Press Times here first.
It's coming.
Yeah, so's your t-shirt.
I line it up for you.
You're the man. Back.
All right, John.
Right after this.
down of the posse. Jump in my ride.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Thank you, John Kramer, special guest. Press Times photographer heading out on the Flight of Champions to Washington, D.C. tomorrow. And as he mentioned, Bill from Big Mouth. And his band will be out there to welcome them back. What do you say, 7 o'clock, 7?
Bill.
45?
Big Mouth's not going to be there. Bill and his the high school band that he conducts.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, but Bill from
Big Mouth. Which would be great. I mean, the youth needs to see that.
And that's a great band. I've done their Veterans Day thing for years and years, and it's just just incredible.
Yeah. John, have you seen, and I know we've talked about it on the show, but it seems like the generation of students now really, when they hear these stories, when they actually hear from these veterans,
yeah,
they're really moved by it.
No question. No question. But you know what's cool, too, is they've, I think, just the wave of, like, honoring our veterans and things like that, getting down to, it's, let's put it this way. It's not like the kids now learning about the Revolutionary War. Okay, right. That's great to learn and all that thing, but you can't touch it and feel it, okay? Mm-hmm. But, like, at Denmark Middle School, what they do is every single student can bring a picture in of a relative of theirs who served.
Right.
And they do a big presentation with music. I bet it's at least 20 minutes long, showing their family. I mean, there's so much pride then for these kids to be able to show, that's my dad, that's my uncle, that's my whatever up there on screen. You know, because they might know them as this guy that works in the mill or whatever, no disrespect to anything. Yep. But to see them in uniform and that whole thing, it's like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Instead of the textbook, to really see it. Like,
exactly.
You know who did that? Furman Plaza. No,
Furman, Pearl Harbor veteran.
Pearl Harbor. And I'll give the veterans a lot of credit for reaching out more. I mean, I don't remember a veteran coming to my school when I was a kid.
Zero. My era was very, and I hate to say this, I don't want to say, in a small blue-collar town, it's not a problem, but it was kind of, you know, the military wasn't considered. It was almost considered one of those two things almost. It's like, oh, the poor guy, he got drafted. You know, because I can name lots of people. They went to school for a while to stay out of the draft. They had no interest in college. And they flunked out or dropped out or whatever. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you got that. Or you got the guys from, I don't want to say the wrong side of the tracks, but, you know, kind of like the, as we all just come, the hoods who, you know, what. So those were kind of, you know, part of the thing. Versus now, where it's such a different entity. Right. It's almost lawyers, like if somebody joined the military back in my high school days, it's like, Why? You know, yeah. Vietnam was going on, and they're talking about drug problems, and it, you know, and so I will give our entire, you know, military entity a lot of credit for the way they turned things down, because it was rock bottom.
Yeah.
Because I had thought about enlisting, okay, because my three brothers all did.
Right.
I thought, you know what, that's the way, you know, go in for a couple of years. That's all you had to do then, a couple of years, and basically your college was paid for. And it's like, yeah, that's, you know, I could do that. But when I was talking to my buddies, and they said the drug and race problems in some of these camps were so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they were carrying weapons. This was in the United States. I'm not talking in Vietnam. I'm talking the United States at some of the bases. Mm-hmm. The race issues and drug problems were so bad that guys were secretly carrying weapons.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like, why, you know, at that point, why were you going to join?
And if, yeah, it, maybe that's the way we were not taught, but thought. But today, I do think it's still a little bit of history for these kids, especially Vietnam. And boy, if somebody can come into the school and say, look, this is what I did. They're like, you did it?
Yeah,
you
know, exactly. Like, that's what like, I mean. Wow, it's cool. Not, it's not a teacher telling you what George Washington did at Cornwall or wherever.
Here's this picture of this guy.
Here's this guy who did it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that first person. And he was great about World War II and the Vietnam guys. And I think, you know, like you said, Afghanistan, we just have to get in and remind these kids, you know, and remind us, too, as adults.
Absolutely.
It's real.
Yep. Got a nice text here. I'll be soloing with Denmark's middle school band tomorrow night. Should be a lot of fun. Kevin Van Ness.
Oh. Oh, that's
soloing. That what does he mean by solo? I mean, I know
he just leaves everybody else at home. He's just the man. Spotlight, just lock it on me. No, he is so good. I just, you know, we're having that event, and I tried to get his band, but that guy's booked out 2-3 years. So anyway, that's great. He's doing that tomorrow.
What instrument does Kevin play?
Everything. No, he plays a clarinet. That guy can play anything. But yeah, clarinet. I told you guys, one of his clarinets from Pete Foden.
Yeah. I know they're probably booked throughout the entire season, throughout the whatever. I don't know who that is. I know.
The way you said, yeah, I'm like, okay, you don't know who he is.
I know.
He's booked way out. I mean, I went online because I needed him for an event. It's like, I can't do it.
But I'm just saying, with the draft coming up, if somebody hasn't grabbed them, try to hire them, they better
get it now. And maybe that event you talked about that they announced yesterday, because after I left work here, Goodell and everybody, all the suits were walking over to Schreiber.
Oh, no kidding.
For that event, yes. Some of them stayed at the Northland.
You weren't invited?
I wasn't.
There was
days,
a time.
Those days are over. Man.
There was a time I would have been there.
I know.
Hey, you beasters. There was a time I would have been leading this group.
Yep.
Jim, knowing over. How radio works and being a star and that fading, 5 years, and people will be like, Jim Schmidt, who?
I know.
Five years.
I know. Sorry about
they're
that.
They're already saying, Mino who?
Yeah, but, I know, right?
But it's okay, because on April 23rd, we're doing something cool. Schreiber Foods headquarters right across the street, 50 yards from us. Supper club-themed gala featuring food, drink, Packer players, entertainment, and more. This is right before the draft. It's going to be right across the street. And Civic Media has generously offered to buy 3 tickets for us, right?
But what's cool about this, it's introducing these people from all over the world, really, to come and experience supper clubs.
Yes.
All under one roof here at across the street from Civic Media.
Because I don't know if they have supper clubs anywhere else, do they? Anymore? But anyway, the only problem, Todd, have you cleared this?
Well, we got to work on the ticket
What do you
price.
Think?
I think no.
What do you think? This is just all happening right in
tickets.
Front of me.
Yeah. Tickets. $800 a piece.
I mean,
$800 a piece.
I mean, really, what can they do?
$800.
Like, it's not, even if they serve, and supper club food isn't like the best. It's great food, but it's not like the, you know, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, how can you get $800?
$800 to me is nothing.
Yeah, John, we're not buying a car.
That's more than a lap dance, you know.
Whoa, Todd!
I'm just wondering what they're offering at this thing.
Wow,
oh, I see. That's kind of what I was saying. Like, what do you? That's a lot of money.
The
like,
Magic Man, Don Majkowski, will be in our studio in about an hour. Teddy Stefaniak. Heights Pub and Parlor with Kurt Gunn, Mark Hughes, and Bell and Sports.
I like the music.
I do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
He's listened.
I like it. I like it a lot.
You and I, we just talk.
I like it a lot.
This is great. That was
good work,
concert.
Todd. Back after this. Good night of feeling.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters Wisconsin will join us to talk about the newest referendum you're going to see on the November ballot. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.